Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This week's parasha is Parshas Vayikra. And Parshas Vayikra, there's a very, very important yisod that I would like to learn with you, based on a sicha given by Mori Berabi, the Talmud Rebbe Shlita, in the year Tavshin Samach Beis, in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, Karta de Shufraya, in the Bukharim neighborhood, La Talmidim, V'chasidim, HaMakshivim Lekolo, to those who eagerly await the pearls of wisdom and Torah that emanate from the mouth of Kavod Kedushas Maran Admor Shlita. Of course, Pesach is coming up, and it's worthwhile connecting this week's Parsha of Vayikra to Pesach Haba Aleinu V'al Kol Yisrael Letova. It says in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Chav Beis, Asher Nasi Yechto, when a leader sins, V'asa Achas Mikol Mitzvah Hashem Elokav, and he does one of the mitzvahs, asher lo te'asana b'shkaga ve'ashem, that he's not supposed to do. He does it accidentally and he's guilty. Says Rashi, asher nasi yechta, lashon ashrei. The lashon of asher is a lashon of ashrei. Fortunate, strengthened, like me'ushar, ishur. Strengthened, ashrei hador she'anasi shalo, nosein leiv lahavi kapara al shigagaso. Strengthened is the generation that its nasi pays attention, takes care to bring a kapara on the shogeg. Kal v'chomer she'mischaret al zdonosav. If he's mischaret, if he makes a kapara, if he atones for his shogeg, certainly he's going to want to do so on his mazids. The source of Rashi, it is always so instructive to look at Rashi's source, is a Gemara in Meseches Horios, Tanur Rabbanan, Asher Nasi Yechta, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Ashrei Hador, Shehanasi Shalom, maybe Karban Al Shigagaso. Just like Rashi says, fortunate is the generation, strengthened is the generation, that the Nasi brings a Karban on his Shogeg. Im Nasi Shalom, maybe Karban, Tzarech HaTalomar Mao Hedyot, if a leader brings a Karban for his Shogeg, certainly a Hedyot, a simple person, a regular person, is going to bring a Karban for his Shogeg. V'imal shigagaso may be korban, and if he's bringing a korban for his shogegs, tzarech ataloma, do you have to say, ma'oz dono, what about his mazid? Of course he's going to bring a korban on his mazid. So the Mefarshei HaGemara here in Horias and Yud Amid Beis ask numerous kashas. Question number one is, why Ashrei, why so fortunate that he's bringing a kapara on his shogeg? That is a chiyuv min haTorah. Would you say, Ashrei hador, shehanasi, meniach tefillin. No, that's good. He wears tefillin. Fortunate. Ashrei hador, sheyesh lenazi mezuzah al hador. Any mitzvah, you can say that. Why is this mitzvah singled out, that this is special, that here, the nasi, baruch Hashem, this is so wonderful, that the nasi does what he's supposed to do. Why specifically this? The nasi's supposed to do everything. We don't think it's such a big deal that he's wearing tzitzis. So why is it such a big deal? Why Ashrei, that he is bringing a korban on his shogeg, which anyway he is chayav to do. Question number one. Question number two is asked by the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, not in the Sefer Or HaChaim Al HaChumash, but in the Sefer Chepetz Hashem, and I have a special chavivus for the Or HaChaim, because I live on his street, and approximately 16.4 seconds from the shul where he davened and learned and served his master, his creator. So the Or HaChaim in the Sefer Chepetz Hashem and Meseches Horias says, why Ashrei hador? How did the door get in? What does the generation have to do with anything? That is question number two. Question number three is asked by the Sefer Zera Avram. What's the Kal V'Chomer? If the Nasi is Mischarit on his Shogeg, if he makes a Kapara on his Shogeg, certainly on his Mezid. What's the Kal V'Chomer? Could be on his Shogeg, he's going to bring a Kapara because he regrets it, because it was accidental. But a Mezid was on purpose. And maybe that he doesn't regret it, wasn't a mistake. He regrets a mistake. Not what he wanted to do. That is question number three. Question number four is that the Gemara says that a Nasi is a Melech. So if a Nasi is a Melech, then why doesn't the Gemara just say Melech? The Pasuk just say Melech. Gemara tells us it's a Melech. So why doesn't the Pasuk just say Melech? Why does it say Nasi, leader? Why not just say Melech? Say what you mean and mean what you say. That is question number four. Question number five is that Rashi doesn't bring the entire Gemara. Rashi omits the Kal V'Chomer that if a Nasi brings a Karban, then certainly a Hedyot, certainly a simple person should bring a Karban. Why does Rashi omit that? Rashi just says the rest of the Chazal. Asherei Ador, that the Nasi brings a carbon on his shogegs, and if he does on the mezit, certainly on the shogeg, but he omits the part of if a Nasi does it, certainly a hedyot. So those are our five questions on Rashi. And now we will move to the Haggadah. It says in the Pasuk in Parshas, Mikra Bikurim, Vayero Osanu HaMitzrim Vayanunu Vayitnu Aleinu Avoda Kasha. And we say this in the Haggadah. So the Baal Haggadah explains, what is Vayero Osanu HaMitzrim? What did they do that was so bad to us? What evil did they do to us? They said, Havanishak Malo, let us outsmart them. Pen Yirbe will become many, and then there'll be a war, and he'll overcome us and he'll leave the land. Vayanunu, what does Vayanunu mean? Vayanunu means that they afflicted us. Vayitnu aldenu avoda kasha v'chomru l'veinim as kol v'dasim v'sada. They made us work very hard with mortar and bricks in the field. So, the question is, the Mefarshei Haggadah asks, what is so bad, Vayero Osanu, what is so bad about telling us about that Paro took counsel with his servants? Let's outsmart them. They had a cabinet meeting, which probably means they all went to the kitchen cabinet. They took some cookies and they sat down. And they discussed, what are we going to do about the Jewish problem? That's Vayero Osanu. You can't think of anything worse that they did to us? How about this one? How about they said that they're going to throw every child into the river? That's pretty bad. That definitely a lot worse than Havanas Chakmala, let us outsmart them. Just he's consulting with them. So what's the terrible thing of Havanas Chakmala? So the Gedolei Chassidus explain that Vayero Osanu HaMitzrim doesn't mean that the Mitzrim did bad to us, they did evil to us. Rather it means the Mitzrim made us evil. And it's meduyak because it doesn't say Vayero Lanu HaMitzrim, they did evil to us. Vayero Osanu, they made us evil. How did they make us evil? Vayanunu. Through the Vayanunu. Because a Jew is a good person. A Jew is a spiritual person. When a person is Vayanunu and he's being afflicted, all he can think about is food. I once read a sefer, Akdama of a sefer, written by Mamsha Gadol B'Yisrael. And he was talking about how when he was in the camps, all they could think about all day was food, 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 food. Food, food. All they could think about all day is a human being with Tzelem Elohim, with Seichel and Das, and all they can think about is food. And this Rav is a walking compendium of Shas and Poskim. Gemaras, Rashi, Tosfos, Rambam, Rishonim, Achronim, Rabbi Kiva Eger, Chaim, Nesivis, Shach, Taz, Ramban. It's all on his fingertips with Chidushim. And all he can think about is food. That's what he said about himself. Why? Because when a person is starving, that's all they can think about. Food. All a person can think about when he's starving is food. And that's what happens when somebody, vayanunu, when we're being afflicted, that makes us evil. That makes us become so magushim, so crude, so physical, so focused on physicality and on the lower part of life. As it says, Yedei Nashim Rachmanayos Bishli Aldehem, that it comes to the point sometimes, as we learn about the Churban, that women cook their own children for meat. And that's how we become evil. And not only that, they appointed Jews to be the policemen. They wanted us to fight with each other. That also makes us bad. When he appoints a Jew over a Jew, and then the Jew has to watch over and make sure the other Jew is doing his job. It's a policeman. It doesn't make peace. It doesn't make everybody love each other. Not only that, he tells them, Yaldos HaIvriyos, Dafka, the Jewish women. In Benu Ba'amitim also, it's their job to kill the males. Why? The Mitzrim would be happy to do it. Let the Mitzrim do it. No, he wants Dafka, the Jewish women. He wants to make us evil. Yaldos HaIvriyos. And the Pasuk, Havan Ischak Malo, it says in the Psikta of Rav Kahana, Parsha Yudalit, Rav Acha b'shem Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Karav l'shmona pa'amim nasi Yisrael kasef achas b'mitzrayim. Close to 8 times, the Jewish people became literally one shoulder in Egypt. Umatame, what is the reason? Havan ischak malo. Let us outsmart him. Mitoch kach, because of this, kofatz aleihem u'ge'olan. God jumped, and redeemed us. Ve'eirei lahatzilo mimitzrayim. God goes down to save us from Egypt. What is this kosef achas? So kosef achas means that B'nai Yisrael were one shoulder, we were be'achdus. We felt unity. We felt our friend's shoulder. And when Paro wanted to solve the Jewish problem, he saw that the root of the problem was unity. And that's why Paro said, Hava nischakma lo. Let us outsmart him. What about lahem? Let us outsmart them. Why him? Because kavan of Paro was to get the him, the low. And that's why it says in the pasuk, quoted by the Medrash, Ve'ered lehatzi lo miyad mitzrayim. And I will go down to save him. Lehatzil lo. I will go down to save him. Paro wanted to destroy our achdus, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to bring us together. It says in Rashi, from the Medrash on the Pasuk, Vayiram Moshe Vayomer Achei Noda HaDavar, that Moshe was afraid. He said, oh, it's known now. What's known? So when you read the Pasuk, it's known that now everyone knows. He said, what, are you going to kill me like you killed the Mitzri? Oh, now it's known that I killed the Mitzri. No, that is not what it means, Rashi says. Now it is known to me why the Jewish people are enslaved. You know why? Aval roa ani, says Rashi, Shehem ru'uyin lekach, that it's fitting because we don't have achdus, and that's what Paro wanted. He wanted to destroy our lo, our unity, our oneness. And then, like the Medrash says, if we don't have unity, it is not fitting that we should be redeemed. Chas v'shalom. And then, when Paro appointed Jews to guard, to be the policemen over the other Jews, they were omed b'nei sayon, they didn't become evil, and it says, Vayuku shotrei b'nei Yisrael. The shotrim, the policemen of the Jews, were hit. Hashotrim Yisraelim hayu, says Rashi, v'chasim al chavrein l'dochkam. The Jewish policemen had mercy on their friends, and they didn't want to push them too much. U'kshehayu mashlimim halavanim l'noksim shein mitzrim, v'yachasir min aschum, hayu malkim osamat shelo dochaku es osei hamalacha. When they had given the bricks to the Mitzrim, to the taskmasters, and they didn't have enough, they would get hit. So they didn't want to push the Jews, and they took the punishment. They took the hit for the Jews. So the Geula begins when there's avos amongst the Jewish people. There's a sense of common unity, common destiny, common fate, caring about the other person. And that's exactly what Paro didn't want. Paro didn't want the low. And yet the Jews, the shelter of B'nai Yisrael, were makbid on lo. So now let us get back to our parsha. A Nasi becomes a leader of B'nai Yisrael. He rules over others, as it says in the book of Ecclesiastes, Koheles. A lot of people know the word Koheles more than they know Ecclesiastes, but I just like saying that. Koheles perikhes pasaktes. As kol zera isi v'nasan aslibi l'chol maaseh asher naaseh tachas ha-shemesh eis asher sholat ha-odom be-odom l'ralo. And all of these things I have seen and put to my heart, all of the deeds that are done under the sun at a time where man rules over man and it is evil for him. And pshuto is that when a person rules over others, that is very bad. It is ralo, because when one person rules over another, that is asking for trouble. Because people who have shilton, people who have power, people who other people can't criticize, are afraid of them, and they just flatter them. So, that is not good. If for a regular person it says, kol derech ish yasher ve'einav, that what a person does is straight in his eyes. Certainly a nasi is going to be praised by people. People are going to kiss up to him. Oh, you great Nasi, we love you, you're the greatest. And he's going to do whatever he wants, and it can lead to great evil. As we see about Paro, Paro was a leader, and he says, Li Ya'ori, to me is the river, V'ani Asitini. And in his great kisslus, in his foolishness, he said, I made myself. Therefore, when a Nasi atones for himself, as we see in our parsha, that he admits that he did an aveira. That is a chiddush gadol otzum v'nora. He is a king. A king melech poreitz lo geder. He can make breaches. He can walk wherever he wants. And everybody says, oh, king, king, what can we do? King, king, tell us where we should go. King, king, we need new laws. King, king, he's the king. Life and death are in the king's hands. And therefore, al pi derech hateva, if there's a mitzius of a unintentional sin, and a person says, excuse me, I'm Mr. King, not Martin Luther, just plain old king, I saw you eating chaylev, I saw you eating forbidden fats. So, what is the king going to do? The king is forbidden fats. Right now I'm going to take a sword and I'm going to make you a lot less fat because I'm going to cut you into pieces. And he's going to say about himself, I'm the king. How can this have happened through me? It's a mefurish gemara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't bring takala ayidei tzadikim. Tzadikim don't make such mistakes. So if I'm the king, I must be a tzaddik, so I can't make a mistake. I am infallible. Ooh, that's a word. Infallible. And that's the danger. He's not going to want to bring a chatos because he's going to think that he can make a mistake. And that's what it means, asher nasi yechta. It doesn't say im nasi yechta, if, as it says in the previous parashiyos, the lashon of if this happens. It says asher. You know why? Because, says the Zohar HaKadosh al Aser, begin the libe gasde, because this nasi has gaiva, that odious character trait of arrogance, of being haughty, he will definitely sin. Asher nas, when he does it, not if he sins, he will make a mistake. Begin the libe gasde. And as the Zohar says, Ve'ama ozlan abasrei ve'ismanu t'chosoi, the nation will go after him and they'll be appointed under him. And because of that, it's going to lead him to gasas halev, to this thickness of heart, to this haughtiness, to this arrogance. And he is not going to be self-critical. Am I doing the right thing or am I doing the wrong thing? And if somebody comes to him, and an Eid Echad who's Naman Bisurin, and he says, hey, king, you ate Chalev, he's not going to believe him. He's going to say it's not true, and he's not going to bring the carbon. And that's really the din. That a Makdash Eid Echad, if you deny what the one Eid says, you don't have to bring a carbon. But when he doesn't do this, and when he's Nichshel B'Chayt, and he admits, he says, you said I was, then I was. I can also make a mistake. Ashrei, fortunate, how strengthened is he, how fortunate is he. Wow, he's a nasi, he's a leader, he's ruling over other people. People give him a tremendous amount of kavod, and he admits that he made a mistake. And the lashon of nasi is from the lashon of hamisnase l'chol l'rosh, that he is the leader of all the heads. And on that the Gemara says, in Maseches Baba Basra, and Sadi Aleph on the base. Amar Rabbi Chanan bar Rav, Amar Rav, Afilu Reish Gargusa, Mishmaya Mukmile. Even a Reish Gargusa, even the person who is responsible for the wells, has been appointed by heavens. Because it says, L'cha Hashem ha-mamlocha v'ha-misnase, as the Rashbam explains, Al yotcha ha-misnase l'chol dover afilu l'gargusa l'roshu al-picha God. Everybody becomes a leader because of you. So if we have a certain president of the United States, God wants him to be president. Obviously God wants everything, but this is obviously more direct from God. God appoints leaders. And in fact, sweetest friend, who isn't the leader? Who isn't the leader in this world? Everybody is a father or a mother, a big brother or a big sister, a counselor in camp, a boss at work, or at least higher than somebody else. Everybody has some status of ruling over somebody else. And that's very, very dangerous. Because people can flatter you. And this person can start forgetting that he's a human being, and that he's riddled with faults, and that he's likely to make many errors. And it's very hard in such an instance to be a kasef lachavero, to feel equal to his friend, because he's higher than his friend. He rules over his friend. You know, in Olam Haba, it doesn't work like that. You can be the greatest rabbi, the greatest doctor, the greatest politician, the top of the world in this world, but in the next world, it's an Olam Hafuch. People who here look low down are going to be high up there. Some people high up here are not going to be so chashuv over there. The problem is that over here, and the reason is it's not a kasef echad. You think you're better than him? You were put in a position of power? And that's why, to answer one of our earlier questions, that it doesn't say in the Pasuk Melech, it says Nasi, to tell the inyan of Nasius that everybody has, everybody, afilu reish gargusa. It doesn't want to say Melech, because then you think it's only talking about a Melech. It says a Nasi, because it's really talking about each and every one of us. We're all Nasiim. And therefore we all are liable to sin. Begin the libe gasbe, because it can lead us to arrogance. And we will sin. Asher Nasi Echta, when it happens. And now to answer another question, Rashi says, in the name of Chazal, the Kal Vachomer of, if Shogeg certainly then Mazid, he'll regret, but he omits the Kal Vachomer if a Nasi does it, certainly a Het Yod. And the reason Rashi omits it is because Rashi is telling us that you don't need a Kal Vachomer, because every Het Yod is like a Nasi. Every Het Yod has some sort of power over somebody else, so we don't need to bring Het Yod in, because we're all Nasiim. And now we can also answer the kash of the Orchaim HaKadosh and his Chayfetz Hashem. Why it says Ashrei Hador? Why the generation? What does it have to do with the generation? The answer is because everybody in this generation has a certain type of Nasius over somebody else. So since he used the Lashon of Nasi, where it could have said Melech, because it's really not, it's being Merameis not only to the king, but to each and every one of us. So it says, Ashrei Hador, fortunate this generation, that leaders admit their mistakes because the whole door is filled with Nasiim. Like the famous story of Harry S. Truman and Chaim Weizmann. Chaim Weizmann said to Harry S. Truman, how many people live in America? He said, 48 million. He said, well, my job is harder than yours. He said, why? How many people live in Israel? He said, 2 million. So why is your job harder than mine? He says, well, you are president over 48 million citizens. I am prime minister. I am president over 2 million presidents. And that's really every person. Every person's a president. Every person's a leader of something. That's not what Chaim Weizmann meant. Just telling that story as a humorous aside. So every person is leading over somebody else. Every person has some sort of position of power. I remember when I was in high school how the seniors, some of them would pick on us and call us freshies. Stupid freshie. The juniors didn't want to be left behind. We were also stupid freshies. I remember once being explained by a sophomore, I still remember who it was, God should bless him with many healthy, happy years, explaining to me what a loser I was, because I'm a stupid freshie. And that's just my metzias, that's my reality, that's my essence. So you can be a sophomore in high school and you can just pick on the freshies. You can be a eighth grader and you can be picking on the sixth graders. You can be in first grade and you can pick on the kids in kindergarten. Everybody's a nasi over somebody else. Everybody is old. Everybody has some sort of position of power. So what we have to do is, we can't misuse it. We have to be humble. And now we can also answer the kasha of the Zera Avram. What's the Kal Vachomer? That if he is going to bring a kapara on his shogeg, certainly he's going to regret his mazes. But if we're talking about a person who sins accidentally, and he admits it, and when he admits it, he could very well have defended himself and say, no, I didn't mean, it's not true, and I never did a sin, and he could somehow get around it. So when the sin isn't clear, so that he can deny, and he doesn't deny it, Kal Vachomer when it's amazed and it's a clear sin. So if he admits that he can make a mistake, he's certainly going to admit when he does something on purpose. Because a mistake is much easier to get around. And if he doesn't want to get around the mistake, so he's certainly not going to try to get around something so clear. And that's what Paro wanted. And they said, Hava Nischak Malo. Let's outsmart them. Let's put them to work. Let's put Shotrim, Jewish cops, ruling over other Jews. Let's make capos. Yes, let's make capos. And we know that there are a lot of unfortunate stories about capos and sad stories about the cruelty of capos. And that's exactly what the Germans wanted. Vayero osanu hagermanim. They made us evil by making us rule over each other. And that's the Vayero osanu. That's why it's Havin Eschak Malo, that they wanted to take away our achdus. And what do we have to do? We have to make a kasef achas. Kasef achas means one shoulder, means there is equality amongst shoulders. And then we'll be zochet the kasher yanu also ken yirbe v'chen yifrotz. Then we will multiply. The power of Klal Yisrael is in unity. As has been said many times before, that we shouldn't be afraid of the nuclear threat from Iran, the atomic threat from Iraq. I don't even know if Iraq has atom bombs, but I always say, what bomb is next to the atom bomb? The Eve bomb. I've used that joke many times, usually it bombs. Adam, Eve, get it? Rather, we should be afraid of the disunity amongst the Jewish people. We need a kasef achas. And we see that with respect to the mumim of a kohen and the mumim of a behemah, their blemishes, if one shoulder is higher than the other, it's a psul avoda. That there's a value in kasef achas, shoulders being at the same level, and certainly for Am Yisrael, our shoulders have to be the same level. We have to have unity. And in fact, that's what the Shotrim did, and that's the Shorash of the Geula Vayuku Shotrei B'nei Yisrael. The policemen, the kapos, were beaten. They took the hit for the Jews. And it is always important to look at the Baal Memra. Who said this Maimer of Ashrei Hador? That the Nasi, how strengthened, how fortunate is a generation when the Nasi is willing to admit that he sinned and brings a karban. So who said it? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He himself was a Nasi, he himself was a leader of the Jewish people, and he served during the Zman by Beis HaMikdash and after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And he made takanos of Meheri Yabana HaMikdash, certain things we do because the Beis HaMikdash can be built anytime, it should be built speedily. And Bishas Misa, his Talmidim came to him, and when Shas Misas really gets down to it, what's important? And the Gemara says that when Yochanan ben Zakkai became sick in Brachas Chavches Amud Beis, his Talmidim came to visit him, and they saw him crying, and they said, what are you crying for? Light of Israel, right pillar, strong hammer, Ner Yisrael Amud HaYamini Patish HaChazak. Why did they only name Yeshiva after the first name and not after the last two? Ner Yisrael we have. We don't have Yeshivas Amr HaYamini or Pati Shechazak. In any event, Bibnei Ma'ata Boiche Farvus Weinstu. Why are you crying, Rebbe? Amar Lahem, he said to them, if I come before a Melech Basar V'dam, today he's here, tomorrow he's in the grave. If he gets angry at me, his anger is an eternal. If he locks me up, he can't lock me up forever. If he kills me, he can't kill me forever. And I can appease him with words, and I can bribe him with geld. And nevertheless, if I was in such a situation, I would cry. But now that they're taking me in front of Melech Machen Lachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he lives forever and ever, and if he gets angry at me, it's anger forever, and if he puts me away, it's Isuro Isur Olam, that he can lock me up forever. Bimim Miseni, if he kills me, Chas V'Shalom, it's Misasi Mitzis Olam. It's forever. And I can't appease him with words, and I can't bribe him with money. There are two paths in front of me. One of Gan Eden and one of Gehenna. And I don't know which one they're leading me on, and I shouldn't cry. So look, we see Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was a true leader. And his Talmidim were Gedolei Hador. And when they said all these praises, they didn't mean to flatter him, Chas V'Shalom. They really meant it. You really are Ner Yisrael, Amar HaYemini, Patish HaChazak. I'm sure there's great depth to each of those adjectives. And they couldn't understand why Rebbe's crying. What's wrong? You're going to go in front of Hashem? This is great. You're such a tzaddik. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, maybe I'll go to Gehenna. Who knows? Who knows? He was willing to admit that maybe he made mistakes. He passed the test. He didn't have gaiva. Ve'ashrei hador, fortunate is a generation who is led by such a man. And there's a little knetir in the Gemara that was added by the Tolna Rebbe Shlita's great-great-grandfather, the father of the dynasty, Reb Dovrul Mitolna, who died in the year 1882. And he said, look at the end of the Gemara. He said, there are two drachim, one of Gan Eden and one of Gehenna, and I don't know which derech they're leading me on, and I shouldn't cry. So Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai, all of his life, said Reb Dovrul Mitolna, knew he was going to Gehenna. And now he said, oh, but I don't know, there are two paths. Maybe Gan Eden, maybe Gehenna. V'lo Evken, I shouldn't cry. Meaning now, I'm choshish that maybe I have a little bit of gaiva. Because now there's a tzad to say, now I have reason to believe that I'm going to Gan Eden. How long I was sure I was going only to Gehenna. Maybe Gan Eden's after, but I'm certainly going first to Gehenna. And now he's not so sure anymore. Oh, maybe I'm going to Gan Eden. Maybe, and that's why I'm crying, because those are my thoughts. Because I'm afraid that maybe I'm having a little bit of gaiva now before I'm dying. So, sweetest friends, this is such an important lesson that we should just be able to look at other Jews and we should be able to feel united with them, that we should care about them. And there's a simple etzah how to do this. We know that when we daven, we have to daven in shul, and we have to daven with a minyan. What's the idea of davening with a minyan? The idea is, amongst other things, that you're not just davening for yourself, you're davening for everybody with you. So it's not only that our tefillah is b'lashon rabim, but that there are people in the room with you, so you have to feel, I'm davening for each and every one of these people. Refeinu Hashem, let everybody in this room be healthy. If they're sick, let them be healed. Barech Aleinu, let everybody in this room have parnasa. To daven for people, to care about people, to bless people. And then if we do that, we can be kasef achas. We can be one shoulder. And that's the tikkun. That's the shorash of gulas mitzrayim. One of the shorashim. We fetch other shiurim with other shorashim. We don't negate any shorash. But this is certainly critical. It was critical for Matan Torah. There was no Matan Torah without achdus. And there's no gulas mitzrayim without achdus. And really, betzim, the whole yesod of Mashiach is achdus. The whole world is b'achdus. And that's really the purpose of creation, to realize that everything is one, everything is connected. We're all connected to each other, and together we're connected to Hashem. And that's why we have to be so careful when we're in positions of power, not to misuse it. To be a person who admits his mistakes, who looks to say that he's wrong. I remember I once had a friend. His name was Rav Eliezer Hirsch. At the time he wasn't a Rav. He was just Eliezer Hirsch. And he used to have a line, you are right, I am wrong, thank you for bringing that to my attention. That was his line, Yeshiva HaKotel. You are right, I am wrong, thank you for bringing that to my attention. What a beautiful saying. If people would just walk around saying that, husbands to wives, wives to husbands, children to parents, parents to children. You are right, I am wrong, thank you for bringing that to my attention. And to realize how fallible we are, and how much we have to improve, and not to look at the enemy, not to look at the other person, but to look at ourselves, to see how we can improve. And in that schus, that we're kasef achas, will be zelcha b'karav mamish, to kiyum divrei ha-pasuk, lo yisagoy al goy mulchama, lo yisagoy al goy cherev, v'lo yilmedu od mulchama, there'll be no more war, there'll be love and peace. V'garz evin keves. And the lamb will lie next to the wolf. I like to quote Rabbi Isaac Bernstein that the lamb will lie next to the wolf, but he won't get much sleep. But no, in fact, even if they're awake, everybody will be nice and tame and loving and beautiful. There'll be no more v'yero asanu. No more causing other people to be evil. Rather, only goodness reigning. and all the Bria. Amen. Ken Yiratzon. Good Shabbos, my sweetest friends. Good Shabbos, my most beloved friends.